Hello and welcome to this video tutorial brought to you by tutvid.com. Today we're going to take a look at creating these slide out info panels, and basically it's just a panel that's going to slide up from the bottom here. I'm going to show it to you in just a minute. Control test movie. And basically this panel, you can put anything you want in it. You can put text, you can put more images, you can put a little bit of info about whatever image you selected. Maybe you could set it up to dynamically change depending on which image is selected. So it really doesn't matter. You can use this for anything. You could just use it to contain the basic information about your website. You can really use it on any flash file. I'm going to be adding it to this photo gallery, which you just saw me playing with. But you can see basically you can click any image and it unmasks. And you select the image again and it goes back to the original line of images. Right now there's nothing that happens when I scroll over the bottom of the screen. We're going to change that in just a minute. So before I get started, just a couple things I want to talk about. Number one, we are using ActionScript 3.0, and you can see I'm using Flash CS4. You can follow this tutorial following CS3, however. No problems should be there. But that's about as far back as you can go. Also, you do not need this gallery file. All of the additional script you're going to see in this file has nothing to do with the little roll-up panel we're putting at the bottom of this. This can be done on a completely blank flash file. You could work with a project you're already working on or something you've completed. You can go back and add this quite easily. So we're going to take a look at how to do all of that. So the first thing I want to do is open up my timeline and just create a new layer. I'm going to create it below the ActionScript layer. Basically, the only two layers you really want to make sure you have on this root level are an ActionScript layer and another layer here that I'm going to call Info Panel. So just a layer to actually contain the Info Panel and the ActionScript layer. You can just imagine the gallery and this frame clicker layer. You can just imagine that those two layers are gone. So I've got Info Panel and ActionScript, the two essential layers in this case. So the first thing I want to do is I'm just going to click that gray bar to close up the timeline. I'm going to grab my rectangle tool. Before I do that, I'm just going to select a very bright green as my foreground color, just so you can really see what I'm going to do here. I'm just going to draw out a square, and then I'm going to select that square. I'm going to move over to my properties panel and just set the X and Y to 0, and the width and height to the same width and height of the document. In this case, my document is 800 by 480. Now that I have this square as the exact size of the document and tucked nicely up in the top left corner, I'm going to make sure I select it and hit F8 to convert it to a symbol. I'm going to convert it to a movie clip symbol, and I'm going to name it MC Info Panel. I'm going to hit OK. Now, before I get into this, I'm going to make sure I have it selected. I'm going to look to the Properties panel, and up here at the top, I'm going to give it an instance name of panel underscore MC. This is just so we can talk to this movie clip right through ActionScript. Once I give it that instance name, I'm going to double click to get inside of it. Double click that symbol, that is, to get inside of it. Now, I'm not just going to delete away this rectangle as I normally do inside of these movie clips. I'm actually going to save it. So I'm going to select my timeline here, and I'm going to double click on this layer, and I'm going to name it Mask, because I want this to mask off the entire stage and make sure that our info panel, which is going to be hiding beneath this mask, can just slide up and appear basically where this mask is and nowhere else. So there's my mask. I'm going to create a new layer, and I can really just name this whatever I want. I'll name it panel, and I'm going to drag it below the mask layer. I'm going to select the mask layer, right click, and just hit mask. So now that is masking off the panel layer. Now because we have nothing on the panel layer, it just looks like nothing's there. I, however, am going to, before I get out of this symbol, I'm just going to draw, I'm going to unlock the panel layer, and you can see all this green appears. That's because the mask appears. So we're just going to go to the mask layer and select that green box. That's going to put it on outline mode so it doesn't obstruct our vision of what we're doing. We're going to come back to the panel layer, and I'm just going to draw, I don't know, maybe an oval right here in the center, just so we have something to click on once we get out of here. So I'm going to select my selection tool and just double click anywhere off stage, and you can see back to our root timeline. And I now have this green circle I can select and get inside of, and that green circle is panel underscore MC. That is being masked to only our visible area. So that's very important that we do that. So now that we have something to select, I'm going to get back into it real quick, and we're going to add one more layer above the mask. That would be an ActionScript layer, so I'm just going to add the layer, and I'm going to name it AS. And I'm going to come back to the panel layer, and I'm going to get rid of that circle I just created. That was just for the sake of showing you why I was, you know, creating something, just so we can be able to get in and out. If I didn't do that, there'd really be nothing to select, and it'd be very difficult to get back into it, but not impossible. So what I want to do is create a rectangle, and I'm going to just draw it any size rectangle here because I'm going to fine-tune it using my Y, or my width, excuse me. I'm going to create it 800 by, let's try 150, I believe that's what I did before, and the X is going to be 0, I want it to be all the way flush with the left-hand side, and the Y will be, let's try 330, there we go, it sets us right at the bottom, because 150, subtract 180, or excuse me, 480, subtract 150, and you've got 330, that would be all that space right there. So now that we have our info panel down here, and I'm not confusing you with my mixed up math, we're going to select this guy and we're going to change its color. We're going to come over here to the color picker and we're just going to choose maybe this medium gray. It would be 666666. Just like that, a nice medium gray. And I'm going to convert that to a symbol. Modify, convert to symbol. And I'm going to call this MC Panel Master. Hit OK, and there we go, we have our panel. Now I want to give this an instance name as well, so I'm going to make sure I have it selected. Look to the properties panel up there, there's our instance name text field. We're going to name this panel inner underscore MC. So there we go, we can lock that layer up, and that is now masked to our stage. So here within this panel master movie clip, we're going to contain basically everything to do with this panel as far as its content. If we put any text, images, anything like that, it's all going to be within this unit because we want to be able to just animate it as a whole when we want it to slide up. And also if we want to reuse this, maybe make a panel slide down from the top as well as the bottom, we can just take it, change a few instance names, add a little bit more code, and we have two sliding panels instead of just one. We could also do this coming out of the sides if we wanted to. Going to be pretty easy to do, so we can unlock that layer, and I'm just going to double click to get inside of it, and I'm going to name this layer, the current layer, panel. We've got our panel on there. We're going to create a new layer, and I'm going to name it button, and I'm going to create one more layer, I'm going to name it text. Now before I get going with the text or the button, I just want to select this panel and convert this to a movie clip as well, just so we can lower the opacity or alpha here in Flash. I'm going to hit F8, convert to symbol, and I'm going to say MC panel because it's the actual panel. Hit OK. And then I'm going to come over here to color effect in the properties panel. A color effect here, it's one of the little fly out menu type things. Color effect, alpha, and I'm going to set it to, yeah, maybe 65, maybe 55. Makes it a little more transparent, maybe 50. Yeah, let's stick with 50. 50 looks good. And you can see it just looks like this, you know, almost darkish, glassy sort of just overlay coming up out of the bottom to contain our text. Next, we'll actually ignore the button layer for now. We'll get back to that in a minute once we animate this panel. We'll go back and take care of the button. For now, the text. Let's grab the text tool, and I'm going to set the text color to white. And I'm going to drag out one long line of text, just sort of like that long. And I'm going to paste some text into here, and then we're going to take a look at resizing it and customizing it a little bit. So I've got a little bit of text here off screen, and I deselected my text field, so I'm going to just draw it right back out, and Command or Control V to paste it all in there. You can see it's quite large, so I really want to downsize it a bit. So I'm just going to make sure I have it roughly centered here in my info panel, and I'm going to come over here to my properties panel. Number one, I want to, well, I'll leave it as Verdana. I definitely don't want it bold, so I'm going to choose style regular. And the size has got to be downsized. It's got to become a bit smaller than that, maybe about 11. That looks pretty good. So what I'm going to do now is just shift it down a little bit, like so. That looks pretty good. Deselect it, so there is one text field. Now this text can be anything you want it to be. It could be information about your website, contact information. You could put more than one text field. Matter of fact, we're going to place a second text field up above it right now, and I'm just going to say photography nathaniel.tutvid.com. And I'm going to just drag that over and sort of center it slash align it with the left edge here. And I'm going to make this bold, Verdana. We're going to leave Verdana. And I'm going to upsize it to maybe 14. Okay, not bad. Just going to, don't want to up the letter spacing like that. I want to select the text and just move it up one touch. And next thing I want to do is close up the character section of my properties panel and the paragraph section and focus on the filters section. All the way down at the bottom, I'm going to hit the new filters button, and I'm moving way off screen, but way down below me, when you click that filter, the new filter button, there's drop shadow. We're going to apply the drop shadow, and the only thing we're going to change is the strength. We're going to reduce it to about 45. I'm also going to select all of this text down here and do the same exact thing. Moving off screen again, hit drop shadow, and 45 for strength, and we are good. If I hit control enter, that'd be command return on the Mac, we can test out our movie, and let's see what we have. Okay, you can see we just have a panel sitting there with plenty of text in it. It's got a nice little drop shadow, and it's sitting over a semi-opaque gray panel. All right, let's move back one step in our list of objects here. So we're back to MC Info Panel. You can see I just selected it up there. And here's the panel that we just filled in with text. What I'm going to do down here is select on frame 40 and just hit F5. That just fills up to frame 40 with frames. Now, on my panel layer, I'm going to select frame 20, and I'm going to hit F6 there, and I'm going to hit F6 out on frame 40. Now, here on frame 1, I'm going to select this, and I'm going to go to the position and size section of properties, and my Y, I'm going to set that to 480. So I want the top of this to align with the very bottom of my document. So essentially, it's going to be hidden. When I lock this layer and put the mask into effect, you can see it is completely hidden. That's why I set that mask like I did. We're going to come also to the last keyframe, select it, and set the Y of that to 480 as well. We want it in the middle to appear up there. So next what we're going to do is just drag across my center keyframe, selecting frames on both sides. I'm going to right-click and just hit Create Classic Tween. Now you can see if I just scrub through my timeline, the panel comes up and then drops right back down. Now I'm going to ease this in, so I'm going to select in between the first two keyframes. I'm going to go to the ease section. I'm just going to drag right over to the right until it goes to 100, ease out, and then when it's going back down, I'm going to ease it in, so I'm going to drag to the left. So there we go. You can see it comes up, and then it goes back down. Now we want it to stop on the very first frame, so on the action script layer, I'm going to select that first keyframe. I'm going to hit the F9 key, which is the hotkey for the actions panel. I'm going to type stop. Open and close parenthesis, semicolon, and once again, I'm going to hit this little flyout menu, go to preferences, and I'm just going to increase the size of my script here, just so you can really see it. I'm going to bring it up to 20 points. Hit OK. There we go, so we just placed a stop action there. We hit F9 to close up the actions panel. I'm going to Alt-drag that keyframe over to frame 20, and that's it. I'm going to leave it there. So I've got a stop action here, so it's really not going to just pop up unless we somehow trigger it. And when we do trigger it, it's going to go, and then it's going to stop when it's up, unless we trigger it to go back down, in which case it'll go to the end, and it'll loop back to the beginning where it'll hit that initial stop action. Well, I had mentioned earlier that we were going to add a button to this panel, so now is when we're going to do that. Let's select any instance of it here. It can be any one of these keyframes. We're going to select this one right here. I'm just going to double-click it, and we're going to come to the button layer. I'm going to draw out a rectangle, as I usually do, and just any size. Select that rectangle. It can be any color as well. And the width is going to be 800. The height, let's do maybe 100. It might be a little too much. Let's try 75. 75 is a little better. X is going to be 0. And I'm just going to click and drag until it's sitting just about right on top of our little info panel. Then I'm going to go modify, convert to symbol. We're going to convert this guy to a button symbol. So make sure you choose type button. And we're going to name him BTN. Let's say pop-up. BTN pop-up. And I'm going to hit OK. Now I'm going to double click to get inside of BTN pop-up. And what I'm going to do is drag this up frame over to the hit frame and leave up, over, and down blank. So basically we just have a hit area. Nothing technically that's visible. So now I'm going to double click to go back one level. And you can see this sort of aqua semi-transparent box comes up. That means that is a button there, but it's going to be invisible when we actually test the movie. That's exactly what I want. Just something that when the user rolls over it, this can roll up, and when they roll back over it, when they're getting out of the info area, it goes back down. So what we need to do is select this button and give it an instance name. So just select it, and we're going to give it an instance name of popup underscore BTN. So there we go. Let's go back to the root level of the timeline and throw some action scripting in our action script panel. Keep moving back all the way to scene one. You can just select scene one there. Get back to scene one. Okay, I'm going to select the action script panel and I'm going to hit F9 to bring up the actions panel. Now there's a bunch of code already here. This is just for the gallery that has been created. But again, as I mentioned earlier, you can really create this. You can create this over any kind of a Flash document. It can be blank. It can be a project you're working on. Matter of fact, just so we do not get confused with anything, I'm going to take all of this, just highlight it all, and I'm going to hit that little minus there between the code and the number one. That just basically collapses it all on itself, just so it's not distracting. You can just act like there's no code at all here. So the first thing we need to do is drop an event listener on that pop-up button. Well, how do we do that? We have to just basically select it right through the rest of the action script. So I'm going to type panel underscore MC. Remember, that's our first instance name. Dot panel inner underscore MC. And then inside that panel inner is where we have the button, and we just named it pop-up underscore BTN. Dot add event listener. And the event listener is going to be a mouse event, if I can spell event correctly, mouse event, dot roll, this is in all caps, underscore over, comma, and then our function is going to be roll, capital F, close parenthesis, semicolon. So you can see what we're doing here is we are starting from panel underscore MC, which is this guy right here. Okay, the whole, now it just looks like the button, but our whole panel remember is being masked, so it's hidden. Panel underscore MC. Inside of that, we have this panel, which is called panel inner underscore MC, and inside of that, we have the button. So we're just basically saying anytime that button gets rolled over, we want you to trigger the function roll F. Go back to scene one, select the action script layer, and open the action script panel. Now we're going to create that function. Say function roll F. Open parenthesis, it is a, we're going to say event, colon, mouse event, close parenthesis, semicolon, and void. Open curly bracket, enter return twice, close curly bracket, and up arrow key. Now inside of this function here, we're going to execute a pretty simple if statement. We're just going to say if, open parenthesis, panel underscore MC dot current frame is less than, you need two of those angle brackets, is less than 2, we want you to do something. So I'm going to do open curly bracket and then close curly bracket and come up with inside of this if statement. Now, the reason I'm saying, you know, if the current frame is less than 2, we want you to do something is, well, let me just show you. Remember, less than 2 is what we're interested in. So I'm going to double click to get inside of this guy. And you can see if this frame is less than 2, it has started moving. So basically, if the frame is less than 2, we're going to allow it to move. If it's on frame 1, we're going to allow it to move. If not, we're basically going to send it back to frame 1. So that's going to prevent us from, you know, being able to roll over and having it jumping all over the place on us. So let's go back to scene 1 and come to the action script layer, open that panel back up. So if it's less than frame 2, we're basically just going to say panel underscore MC dot play, open close parenthesis, semicolon. And remember, it's just going to play until it gets that stop action, and then it's going to stop. And if we roll back over it, it's going to, well, it's going to perform this else statement because it's no longer going to be less than frame 2. It's going to be out on frame 20. So we're going to say else, open curly bracket, enter return twice, close curly bracket. So if it's not on frame 2, if it's on any other frame, we want you to go panel underscore MC, which it's going to be inside of already, go to and play open parenthesis, frame 20, close parenthesis, semicolon. And frame 20 is what it'll be on when it stops. That next stop action is on frame 20. So that's just something to keep in mind. We're just going to go to and play frame 20. So that's it. An if statement that says if you're on frame 1, we just want you to start playing. But if you're not, we want you to go to and play this panel sliding back down, which is going to be right there on frame 20. You can see it's going to go to and play from here out, and then it's going to automatically pop back to frame 1, which is again the panel hidden. So let's check it out and see if this whole thing works. Let's move back to the root level of our document. Control enter, that would be command return on the Mac to test the movie. And so far so good, no errors. I'm going to roll over the bottom. Up pops a panel with our info. I roll out and it goes right away. So you can see, pretty simple, and you can actually set this up to grab dynamic information, maybe based on whatever image you've selected. You could fill it in with some XML information. We're not going to get into all of that right now. I'll save that for a future tutorial, but trust me, something like that is coming eventually. And that's pretty much it. So right now, just some static information. You might want to use it to just hold information about you, about your website, about what you're doing there. Maybe you could figure out a way to change it a little bit depending on which image is selected. Oh, by the way, the images do still work if you select them. There we go. We can roll over, and up pops the info bar over whatever image I may select. And that's very nice. So that's it. A sliding info bar that pops up overlaying whatever Flash movie you're working with. Very simple, very easy to do, and very versatile. You can use it on stuff you're working on stuff you're just creating, stuff you haven't created. That's it for this one. Thank you very much for watching. Please go check out the site. That's www.tutvid.com.